Lawmakers in Illinois had to work on Memorial Day. Governor George Ryan called a special session of the legislature yesterday to break a stalemate over the state's budget crisis. Ryan wants them to raise taxes by $590 million. Sean Crawford reports from member station WUIS in Springfield.
A recent survey found more than 40 states experiencing budget shortfalls this year, but while lawmakers in those states spent Memorial Day at home or possibly speaking at a local ceremony, those in Illinois were en route to the state capitol in Springfield. Governor George Ryan called legislators in for a rare holiday appearance as he unveiled a plan designed to balance the state's budget. Speaking to reporters, Ryan says there's been a lack of movement in budget talks.
Part of the reason we're meeting on Memorial Day weekend, or night, was because I wanted to emphasize how serious this problem really is that we've got in Illinois.
Interest groups have raised concerns for months, realizing cuts could mean a loss of services. In February, Ryan announced deep cuts in Medicaid and virtually all state agencies. He faced stiff resistance from elected officials and unions. In his speech to lawmakers, Ryan pointed out the state's budget plight left him with no choice.
I don't want to close facilities. I don't want to cut programs. I don't want to lay off employees. So I ask you, what would you do besides run to the courthouse to get your program stopped and to stop us from balancing the budget?
This year will be the first time since 1955 that Illinois' revenue has not exceeded the previous year. Illinois had expected about $800 million in growth that never happened. As a result, a number of programs face steep cuts. Vince DiMuzio, a Democratic state senator, says most legislators have a hard time saying no.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good times around here, and it's happened all the time in my 28 years. All those who have been around here to order up the lunch but haven't been around to increase the taxes to pay for it.
Along with spending cuts, Governor Ryan is proposing taxes to fill the budget gap. Ryan wants to increase the tax on a pack of cigarettes another 50 cents, as well as raising the state's take of casino profits. The final details have yet to be worked out, but Illinois appears to be following the lead of many states in raising so-called sin taxes and avoiding hikes in income or sales taxes. Illinois' budget deficit is nowhere close to what some larger states are experiencing. In California, for instance, the shortfall is estimated at well over $20 billion. The Illinois House and Senate will work this week dissecting the governor's plan and possibly voting on it before the end of the week. There's a rush to beat a June 1st deadline. That's when state law requires more votes to pass a budget. Again, Governor George Ryan.
If you think it's difficult to do this job now with a simple majority, try to do it with a 3/5 majority. And most of the members and the leaders know and understand that. If we go beyond June 1st, it's going to be very difficult to forge any kind of a compromise that we could probably live with. It could be a long, long, hot summer.
That's because lawmakers, even those in the minority, can use the impasse to hold out for more funding in their individual districts. So while the governor called the legislature in on Memorial Day, his goal is to prevent a budget battle that lasts until July 4th. For NPR News, I'm Sean Crawford in Springfield, Illinois.